AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Nashville, a judge sentenced a former nurse whose medication error killed a patient to 3 years of probation.
This offense occurred in a medical setting. It was not motivated by any intent to violate the law, but through oversight and gross negligence and neglect.
Redonda Vaught apologized to relatives of the victim and said she'll be forever haunted by her mistake. Michael Murphy's mother died.
Knowing my mom the way my mom was and stuff, she wouldn't want her Sarah pull no jail time. But, you know, that's just... was mom. Mom was a very forgiving person.
Healthcare workers rallied outside the courthouse in Nashville, warning criminalizing such mistakes will lead to more deaths in hospitals. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says help is on the way for families finding it hard to buy infant formula.
The FDA also just issued a statement about importing formula from abroad. The FDA committed to providing additional information early next week that will facilitate importation to get more product on U.S. store shelves.
The problem is the result of supply chain disruptions and a safety recall. Retailers are limiting what customers can buy, and doctors and healthcare workers are urging parents to contact food banks. Frank James, who was charged with the shooting and wounding of 10 people on a New York City subway train last month, pleaded not guilty to terrorism and other charges. Israeli riot police pushed and beat pallbearers at the funeral for Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, causing them to briefly drop the casket. President Biden responded.
I don't know all the detail, but I know it has to be investigated. I don't know all the detail.
Witnesses say Akleh was killed by Israeli troops during a raid in the occupied West Bank. Russian forces suffered heavy losses in a Ukrainian attack that destroyed a pontoon bridge they were using. Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. Pope Francis, who is struggling with a bad knee, is making travel plans this summer.
The Vatican's announced that Francis will head to Canada on July 24 and visit Edmonton, Quebec, and a small town where about half the population is Inuit, before returning to Rome on July 30. He wants to apologize in person for abuse suffered by indigenous peoples at the hands of the Catholic Church. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says Francis is accepting the invitation of the civil and ecclesiastical authorities and the indigenous communities in making what the Holy See terms an apostolic journey. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Central California are searching for the driver of a pickup truck that struck a woman walking her dog and kept going, dragging her more than 8 miles to a hotel parking lot where she was found dead. Police in Fresno say the woman has been identified and was believed to be homeless. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.